Has it sunk in? You're one of, what, 300 players in the Hall of Fame. This is a unique fraternity. Has it sunk in yet for you?
You know what? It has. The last week, and I'm still letting it kind of sink in and trying to enjoy the moment. But, you know, the last week I've been kind of thinking about my journey and what it really meant to be a Hall of Famer. And when you start thinking about all the men that's played this game, there's been hundreds of thousands. And there's a few guys, you know, less than probably 50,000 has ever been paid for it. And to be even in a smaller group of 300 guys, man, words can't really describe, what that means. And, you know, for me, to be one of the greats that ever played a game, man, it's tough to describe.
What separated you? Others have played it. Others have tried. You've succeeded at the highest level. What do you think separated you from the others and why you're here?
You know what? God blessed me with tremendous talent and ability. But in my mind, and I'm not an outspoken guy, and the guys in St. Louis, the media could tell you that, but in my mind, I always internalized being great. Like, I wanted always to be the best player in the world for me, the best lineman I can be, truly. I never really spoke about, I never told anybody I really wanted to be the best, but internally, that was my drive, to always be the best player I can be. And if I could do that, then, ultimately I could be here in the Hall of Fame.
What's it mean for you? He was mentioning Ohio State in that, to represent the Buckeyes now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No, it's great. Anytime you can, first of all, being in the Hall of Fame is great, but, to play for the Buckeyes and have such, those were three of the best years of my life. And for me to cap it off here, and there's only a few guys, maybe I think I made 9 or 10 guys from Ohio State to be in the Hall of Fame. To be one of those guys in the Hall of Fame is awesome, because the tradition at Ohio State is so deep. It runs so deep. So many great players, and to be a part of that group also is special.
IO,
man.
Does that ever get old?
Never gets old. I'm probably the biggest Buckeye fan ever. Every time I see guys and you see people, I'm always excited for what we do as a university.
The game today, when you came into the league, what you saw and you played it, and here you are in the Hall of Fame, and where it's headed today, the differences, what are they?
From an offensive line standpoint,
yes.
Or just a game standpoint?
Offensive line.
See, the differences for me is, and I don't want to slight the guys that's playing the game now, but for me, when I played, I wanted to dominate guys. I didn't want guys just to be, guys are blocking two guys. I wanted to block through guys, and I want guys to feel my pain. Now guys are just getting in front of guys for 2 seconds and then saying, okay, the running back's going. But I wanted that guy that I was blocking to feel my pain every play. I didn't want him to be like, because some guys are just now, they're just shielding guys and getting in front of them. I think the game needs to get more physical. But I played in that 3 yards in the cloud of dust era, and guys aren't playing that anymore. We're spreading guys out, and, they're not doing the physical blocking that they once did.
So too much dancing with the stars and not enough mauling?
Too much around the corner, fly sweeps. I like to get in the eye formation and let's go,
You look around this room, Brett Favre's got a huge contingency over there, Tony Dungy behind, the class that you're a part of. What does that mean to you, being a part of this class?
Wow, it's special to be in this class, and there is so many great players. Tony Dungy has to be one of the classiest men to ever in the NFL. Brett Favre, one of the greatest quarterbacks. DeBartolo, one of the greatest owners that ever owned. And Kevin Green, one of the greatest pass rushers. And Marvin Harris is one of the best receivers to ever do it. To be a part of that class with such, men that played this game, and not only were they great players, but they're great men. So I'm excited. I'm getting to know these guys more and more. We'll forever be bonded as a group because we're the class of 2016.